We have three of our people who have agreed to share a little Thanksgiving testimony with us tonight as they reflect on the past year and God's activity in their lives, what He's done in their life, what He's taught them, what they've seen Him do. I don't know what they're going to share, but we're going to have two of them come and share now, and then a little later I'll introduce the third one. But right now we're going to ask Erin Alaspa to come to the mic, and she'll share. And after her, Donovan Strong will share.
Hi, everybody. If you don't know me, I'm the daughter of the guy who always turns around in church. Yeah. I decided to open up with a joke. So, this year, a huge thing I'm thankful for is what God has done in my life. And I'm about to tell you what He did in my life. So, if you know me, you know I am a huge planner. I have a social life planner. I have a work planner. I have a school planner. I make a list of everything. And if I don't already have a list, I make a new one. I have a certain system for my room, how my laundry works. I'm a very planned person. And, well, cue God laughing. So especially this year, I'm about to go into college, after I graduate this year, and I was basically super excited to get out of high school. It's not my thing. I was really excited. I planned out what college I was going to, what people I was going to hang out with, what my dorm was going to look like, what scholarships I'm going to apply for, what job I'm going to have. I was like, oh, I'm going to get married at this age. I'm going to have this many kids. Oh, I'm going to have Thanksgiving at this time. Yeah, so I thought really far ahead. A lot of you are probably thinking, wow, it's a little excessive. Yeah, it really was. I didn't realize how excessive it was until I got the chance to go to this youth fall retreat with the St. Francis Living Hope Youth Group, which is also a lawn of Your New Church, Marlin's Son. And so the theme this year was True North. And basically what that is Jesus is our True North. And we have to constantly spend our life reorienting towards Him and what He has planned for us. And there's this thing called Magnetic North, which you're compass can get you out of the way sometimes, or like you can follow the different directions and you end up like 100 degrees off of where you're supposed to be and not in the place that you thought you were going to be in. And I was like, oh, that's weird. That's so weird. What the heck? No way could my plans put me in the wrong place. Yeah, so Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, you probably, most of you know it. What it says is, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. So I read that and I was like, oh, well, that probably just means God like wants my plans to go well, right? Not that He wants to He wants me to give my life over to Him and that He wants to be able to plan my life, right? I was wrong. So, well, I was leaning on my own understanding, and that was leading to a lot of not healthy things in my life. I was getting involved with people maybe I shouldn't be involved with, but they weren't necessarily bad things even. Like, you would think they were horrible things. They were things that I planned my life with Jesus still in it, but I forgot to ask Jesus about the plans that I had, and I forgot to pray about them. Ended up not all working out. It was a hard thing for me. Yeah, it was really hard. I'm getting over those plans right now, but I'm also very grateful because now I look back and I'm like, oh, if I would have followed through with that, that would have been horrible. Woo. But anyways, God has put like a new dream in my life. And that dream is to do whatever, say whatever, and go wherever that He wants me to. And I just want to follow His plan for me instead of my plan for me. And that's what I'm grateful for learning this year.
Well, that was definitely a great lead up to me because I'm the totally opposite of you. My wife is just like you. She plans everything. So, talking about what to be thankful for the year, over the past year, actually over the past year, you come to realize that God works in amazing ways. He directs our feet, even though that we do resist at times. And during those times that we resist, that's where we learn the best. School of hard knocks, what I like to call it. And he brings us different places. And what I love when we were talking about today about this is a manual. This truly is a manual of life. Is it Embarrass Fair 2017? We ended up going over to the Nelmark and we walked in the door. So I know, I'm sure most of you know who I am and what I've been through. But it was interesting walking through the door because me and Sarah walking through the door and the first thing I hear is, Donovan? Donovan Strong? And it's either a good or it's a bad thing. So I'm like, I stop in my tracks because the voice is coming from around the corner and I'm like, I don't know who the person is. So I look at Sarah and she's on my left and I'm like, all right, let's go see who's calling at me. And here she is. She's just like, she's like, you're here. And I'm like, okay, I don't know this lady. But it was really great. We sat down and we had church for 3 hours. It was really beautiful time. I got to get to know her and Verna, and then I got a good reminder that I used to come to this church just for like holiday services when Auntie Olfie was here. My first ex-wife was, that was her aunt, so we used to come here once in a while. And it's been interesting because, you know, today Pastor talked about marriage. And if it wasn't for my wife, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be saved. I wouldn't know anything about Jesus Christ. And I'm just very thankful for that. And bringing that about, the faith that my wife has is just tremendous. As a result of Christ being introduced into my life. My mom passed away last October 26, 2017, so it's just been over a year. And when she passed away, she told the entire family that she knew who her Lord and Savior was. And in the traditional ways within the Ojibwe people, we're a matriarchal society where it's the mothers that lead the clan, lead the family. So for me to come to Christ and then my mom wanting to have what we had, and then also to know that her last breath here and her next breath was going to be in heaven with Jesus, it was just a beautiful moment. When my mom passed away, we were all around her at the Cook Hospital, and I actually got to hold her hand. I was holding her hand, and I felt her last heartbeat, and it was just amazing because it wasn't sadness, it was joy, because I knew she was up in glory in heaven with Jesus. So that gave me a great reminder of why we are here and why we're called to do things. And I go back to when I was 3 years old. A medicine man up in Grand Portage named Walter Caribou gave me my Indian name. And my Indian name was Waskanaviton. And when you learn the definition of Waskanaviton, it is the morning horizon light that comes down and touches the earth as it's coming over in the morning. So I look at that and I'm like, wow, that was almost like a prophecy. Because what we do is we go around from reservation to reservation. a lot of Native Americans, Native American Indians, still have a prejudice against Jesus Christ. That's one thing that's lacking, and we're trying to share that with them. And one thing that I want to share with you is that we spend a lot of time doing ministry on a lot of different reservations in the summertime. And we go around from reservation to reservation. And I really feel Mark 16, chapter 16, 14 through 20. I'm sorry, I forgot my reader, so I'm going to have to take my glasses off. And afterward, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at the table, and he reproached them for their unbelief and their hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, and he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who have believed in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it shall not hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then, when the Lord Jesus had spoken to him, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And then they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed. And they promptly reported all these instructions to Peter and his companions. And after that, Jesus himself sent out through them from east to west the sacred and imperishable proclamation of eternal salvation. And I really believe that is our calling, and I love the teaching that Marlon has here, because it's about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's about planting that seed. And I'm thankful for being invited here. Our family was welcomed with open arms, and we're just appreciative. Just amazing group of believers here. We got some really great friendships going here. I really love this church. When we came here, I think there was 4-5 Bible studies going. And now when you look at the bulletin, there's 9 of them going. This church is growing, and we got a great pastor that's leading us. And I'm just thankful for all the connections, all the seasons, because the Lord brings people into our lives through seasons. And he brings people in for a short period of time or a long period of time. And it's for our growth and our edification. And it's just amazing the work that he does in our lives and in our hearts and our minds. And that's things that we have to be thankful for every day. So that's what we're thankful for. And I'm sharing on behalf of my wife and I. So thank you.
Thank you, Mary. And thank you, Donovan. Thank you, Aaron. Isn't it great to see young people saying things like she said? It's great. One of the things I'm thankful for, some of you are here. It's new people that God keeps sending our way to become part of our family. And what you bring to the whole dynamic of our church family. It seems like every person in this community has something very special to offer, and we're so grateful. And a couple years ago or so, God brought the Bermals, and God has, even prior to coming here, been growing up Anthony into a godly man. And we recognize this year, and as many of you know, he was installed as an elder here, and we're so excited about it. But during that time, Anthony got to do all the talking. And we've asked Hannah if she would come and just share, as she looks back on the year, some of the things she's grateful for as she's observed and experienced what God's been doing. So Hannah, share with us.
Good evening. I'm surprised to see the number of people that are here. This is great. Well, I have to be open and honest with you and tell you that as I look back just through what has happened in my life this past year, that there's been some times that it's been super easy to give thanks and praise the Lord. And then there's been times, too, that it's been a little more difficult. And I'm sure I look at your faces and I think that there's probably some things you've gone through that are much harder than what I've gone through. But I just wanted to just tell you that through the times that were harder, I just realized how important it is to, I think we did a series on how we need to think on that which is lovely and pure and good and noble and just. And that's so good. And I think, too, to set our mind on things that are not seen and eternal instead of things that we can see that are temporal. So I just thought I'd share with you some of the things that were, maybe a little more difficult for me this year, and then also some things that were super easy to just say thank you, God, so much. So first thing, I have a friend who actually not long ago decided to divorce her husband, and that was really hard for me to know how just what to say and how to respond to that. I just think it's so cool how lately I've been hearing a lot of things on the radio and in Sunday school about judging, and how I was just convicted about that, and how my friend really needs to be loved now, and to be encouraged and supported during this time. And it really made me thankful for my husband. He is pretty easy to submit to and respect most of the time. And I really appreciate that he's faithful to me. I also had a very close relative who I am supposed to honor and respect, say something that was pretty hurtful to me and about my husband. And I'm just very thankful that God has given us such a good example of forgiveness, and including to be tenderhearted and to put off, bitterness and wrath. And he's really been teaching me how to do that, and I think it's a process. And I think I'm thankful, too, that I have a Heavenly Father that is for me and loves me so much, and who also, I think my relationship with him just keeps getting better and better and better, and I'm very thankful for that. Let's see. I don't want to go on too long. There's also Anthony worked an extra amount of time, just more than usual this year. This summer he was called out to fire duty for a couple of weeks, and I've got three little ones at home. So that gets to be a challenge. And then also he had somebody who was training for a month here not long ago. And I'm thankful for my children. They are a gift from the Lord. I believe that's coming up in the series we're going through. But it's so true. And during that time, I really realized that. I've got so many cute little little drawings and cards saying, "Mom, I love you so much. You're the best mom." Just lots of extra hugs. And they're such good helpers. Let's see. Some of the things that have been really easy to thank God for this year have been, we host a college Bible study at our house. And there wasn't any returning students from last year. So we weren't sure how that was going to work out this year. And we weren't sure if we were going to get to do that again. But praise be to God, we've had up to 12 students at one night, and I joke around with my husband, I think we need to add on to our living room. Gets kind of cozy. But we're thankful for that, and I'm just so thankful that I get to be a worker for God. Workers are few, but the harvest is plentiful. And I'm so thankful that he wants to use me. He doesn't need me, but he has decided to use me to reach out to the lost. And I actually recently had a friend come and visit here this week who I've really, she's just been seeking just truth. And she shared with me that she's really found a church, actually a Baptist church she's going to, that she's been hearing the truth, and she said, "Hannah, I finally get it. And you probably thought I was just so weird and off," and it just gave me such joy to see that God is working in her life. And also, I'm thankful for encouragers. Some people have intentionally encouraged me, and I think some people have also encouraged me, and they didn't even know it. And I thought it was kind of neat when Pastor held his huge stack of encouraging notes that he's received from people, and it was good to see that, because I do that too, and it's good to know that I'm not the only one who does that. And so I think that's about all I have to say. Now I could say so much more, but I better cut it off there. So, thank you.